DMARC best practices for domains and subdomains. The article stresses the importance of adopting DMARC for robust email security, noting that while DMARC adoption is increasing, administrators often lack proficiency in maximizing its benefits. The piece offers best practices for sender policy framework and DKIMS prerequisites for DMARC implementation. For SPF, it advises maintaining a single SPF record per domain to avoid nullification of entries and values. It also cautions against using the plus all mechanism, which can expose email sending domains to phishing and spoofing attacks. In terms of DKIM, the article recommends using strong key lengths. A minimum of 1,024 bits is suggested, with 2,048 bits or higher for enhanced security and regular key rotation every 6 to 12 months to mitigate risks associated with long-term key exposure. For DMARC, administrators are encouraged to choose and adjust the appropriate DMARC policy, none, quarantine, or reject, based on their email infrastructure and the percentage of false positives. Properly configuring SPF and DKIM for all domains and subdomains in alignment with DMARC is emphasized for streamlined email authentication. Receiving DMARC reports is highlighted as crucial, providing aggregated data, RUA reports, on overall DMARC performance and detailed forensic data, or UF reports, on individual email failures. These reports empower organizations to proactively enhance email security. The article introduces DMARC Report as a platform offering DMARC services for MSPs, service providers, and businesses. The platform provides real-time geographical reports to identify and address attacks, aiming to support InfoSec experts in bolstering resilience against future attack attempts. Readers are encouraged to reach out to DMARC Report for assistance with issues related to fake invoices, CEO fraud, login credential theft, illegal activities, ransomware attacks, and legal liability.